Good afternoon, everybody. Our first speaker today is Dr. Dennis Andrulis, who is a senior research scientist at the Texas Health Institute, a healthcare policy research organization in Austin, Texas. He's also an associate professor at the University of Texas School of Public Health. And in his positions, Dr. Andrulis leads the development of initiatives on urban health, healthcare for vulnerable populations, and racial and ethnic disparities, cultural competence, working at community, state, and national levels. We're really quite pleased to bring Dr. Andrulis today, who's going to talk to us about applying a health equity report card to measure and monitor state marketplace progress in outreach and enrollment. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, all. What I'm going to talk about today, and I'll try to move this along because God knows I don't want to get into other people's timing here, is a work in progress. It is a work, as you can see here, it's funded by three organizations, three foundations, the California Endowment, the Connecticut Health Foundation, and Kellogg Foundation. Kellogg Foundation, who's been with us for quite a while, and we'll get into this, I'll get into this just a touch here. I have no relationships to disclose, so I'll note that. And just a quick, brief snapshot of the kinds of work we've been doing. We've been working in this arena of policy, tracking legislative and legislative-related actions and activities to the culmination of the Affordable Care Act and beyond since 2007, 2008, and currently within the last year, and currently we're involved with seven projects. Involved with developing report cards that we'll talk about here, a safety net project we just completed this week on looking at safety net systems and their adaptation to public hospital safety net systems, particularly in the adaptation to health reform, a study on marketplaces that Kaiser Permanente is supporting that looks at models that are emerging on marketplaces, and care for diverse populations. Enrollment of diverse populations. The ACA survey and forum that we completed for Sacramento region, looking at how to inform people in the Sacramento region about the opportunities and the issues around diversity and equity in the law. And then a Navigator Assister program by the San Francisco Foundation that Nadia will be talking on. Our work is based on a report that really grew out of a report that was published in 2010, where we identified about 60 provisions that are related to race, ethnicity, and equity. You can see the five mega areas we have here. We put out reports on four of the five. Research, quality, and innovation is a work in progress, but the other four are out and available on the Texas Health Institute website. They were all out in the last year and a half or so. Overall progress, this is just a quick snapshot look at what has been happening with those provisions we've been monitoring, at least almost 60 of them, where you can see those that are not fully funded, those that are partially funded, and about half of them are more fully not and partially funded. With the health equity provisions that have seen the greatest progress, generally those related to health insurance reforms. Others, such as workforce diversity, not so much. On cultural competence, not so much. Training and education. Setting the context, health insurance exchange marketplaces nationally projected enrollees by race, ethnicity. You can see 42% or over 12 million non-whites, 25% speak English language other than English at home, and you can see the breakdown of populations here. And what we discovered through our early work that really formed the foundation as we moved ahead with the idea of developing a report card was through our review of systems around the country or work initiatives around the country in terms of marketplace, we found that there are four primary areas that have kind of morphed into a few others as we've developed it. You'll see governance and leadership. What are organizations doing internally to create themselves, and how much of that takes into consideration issues of governance and leadership and equity and mission statements and their structure otherwise. planning and design as they look to developing these marketplace actions. How much do they incorporate equity into their design? Evaluation. Does evaluation have a sensitivity sensitized to, and is it embedded with measures that can track equity? And then outreach and enrollment, of course, so critical around a variety of actions that I'll also mention as we get into this further. Why do this? Why undertake this? If folks are in this area or work in this field, you'll understand these headlines. While there's general success, there are concerns in California across the country about capturing, making sure that we're reaching diverse populations and making sure that they're enrolled and enrolled successfully, and they maintain that enrollment. The report card that we're developing for two states, basically Kellogg Foundation is giving us support to look more broadly at the country and set context for Connecticut and for California. The goal in both cases, as they're kind of coming in, we're very pleased to have what we consider two of the leading states in terms of enrollment engaged in developing this report card. But the goal for both, they share this in common, is to develop and administer a report card to assess marketplace progress, performance, and advancing equity, to identify how, to what extent, health equity is integrated into marketplace plans and operations, to document progress and outcomes, and to identify opportunities to enhance efforts. The idea is to talk about strengths as well as how they can improve. So we feel that these marketplaces in particular have a good set of strengths that others can learn from. They need to be documented, but also that even within this context of good systems, good marketplaces, that there's much more that can still be done. We use Kamara Jones' definition of health equity, working definition of health equity, as a starting point. Assurance of the conditions for optimal health for all people. Achieving health equity requires valuing all individuals and populations equally, recognizing and rectifying historic injustices, and providing resources according to need. And by addressing equity, you'll work to eliminate disparities. So what we did is, given that framework in those four areas, we've come up with, and we feel that folks who are interested in the movement and the actions of the marketplaces in your states should keep these issues in mind. These areas to us are what are distilled from the work we've done. Marketplace structure and governance, equity-related financing and resources, collaboration and community engagement, marketing and communication, consumer assistance programs, measurement evaluation, consumer enrollment and satisfaction, access to care. Our task, which we're beginning and into now, is to develop quantitative, qualitative, and content review-based measures of actions or lack thereof on these dimensions for the marketplace, so that CBOs, advocacy groups, the state, others who are invested in this can turn to this tool as a reference point and say, okay, well, how are we doing? We may be doing well on this end, but not so much on this end. And begin to think about how they can actually move forward to create even a better marketplace. The process for us, what's key process, is this is what we perceive very much as an organic effort. What I mean by organic is we are not coming in as deus ex machina. You know, we're not coming up from top to say, we who are so knowledgeable shall decree that this is what should be done. Rather, what we're doing is going to the states and seeking out key players within the states to provide us with guidance, information, insight, and to essentially, to, for lack of a better phrase, to co-opt them positively into this process so that when it's done, they can say, yeah, we believe in this, and this is something we're going to work our advocacy efforts around and our other efforts, financing and otherwise. And at the same time, that philanthropic sources can look at this and say, okay, this is something we can also look to invest in. So keep that in mind. This is really something that we are almost the tool of others to help formulate, analyze, and report out to the states. This has been a very effective way we've done it in the past. We've had a very successful meeting in California of our advisory group, which is seminally representative of key constituent racial, ethnic, LGBT groups in the state. And that's who we are using as reference points. In Connecticut, we've been doing it more more to contact people individually, but they will be the ones that, that basically populate these fields and identify the fields that we really need at a level that we can provide information of use to them. I'm going to run through this very quickly because just to give you a sense of the kinds of measure areas that we're looking at. Marketplace structure and governance, marketplace mission statement, vision, and objectives explicitly demonstrate a commitment to health equity. You can get a sense of what you can do is you can go in and do a content analysis and say, well, are there certain parameters that are specific to equity that you can measure or that you can document in this case? Composition of marketplace staff, board members reflecting the diversity of the state, having strategies being implemented to recruit and retain a culturally diverse staff. And equity-related financing and resources, what you have here is activities around recruitment of bilingual staff and interpreters, culturally, linguistically appropriate print materials. Where is the money going? Is there specific, are there specific streams that are going to address priorities, equity-related priorities for the marketplace? Or is it just kind of diffused, or is it just simply not there? Operation of language hotlines, outreach and enrollment. Each of these represents a priority for these marketplaces, not just Connecticut and California, but we contend that it's something that should be considered in marketplaces across the country. Thus, it begins to lay out potential template for marketplaces, whether you're in Kentucky, whether you're in Alabama, whether you're in Louisiana. It's something that is meant to be generalizable. Collaboration and community engagement, to identify and document measures around collaboration with community representatives and organizations, such as representative of diverse communities and advisory groups, tribal consultation plans and implementation, nature and extent of diverse constituent groups' involvement in a broad spectrum of marketplace actions, these needs assessments, focus groups. It's really imbuing and embedding diverse populations into the processes and into the actions that are undertaken by the marketplace. And we contend that unless this is done, then there's going to be this constant falling short, and falling short is going to have major, major effects. Even in a state like California, there was a recent press release, news release, saying they're concerned about churning. They're concerned about loss of populations. They're monitoring the number of re-ups or the number of folks who are actually getting insurance again, and they're concerned about the lack of attention, especially among diverse populations and LEP populations. So this is not something, an idle exercise. If you want to see success in your marketplace, these are some of the issues that are imperative to look at. It's interesting that when we look at these different issues and you get down, you start drilling down to marketing communication, our advisory group out in California started to help us shape these areas as primary points of focus for us to look at measures, as I said, quantitative, qualitative, and content analysis of where we'll be going with this. Consumer assistance programs and training. These programs, what is the racial, ethnic, and linguistic composition of navigators, in-person assistants, agents, call centers? I want to just take 30 seconds out to mention here and back on the financing side, interestingly enough, there was a recent award letter that went out to agencies, organizations within California. 29 of those grantees that were awarded are representing diverse populations, specific diverse populations. 29. There are another seven support for awards to support outreach to LGBT populations. So you've got this specificity there. So basically, the California marketplace said, we're not going to go with like a generic. We're going to say we need to target here. We'll have broader-based strategies too. Regional strategies are extremely important too. You don't want to lose one end as you try one part of your state as you focus on another. Training content. So what's the content of these training programs? How much is it actually including equity in this process? Certification programs adequately integrate cultural and linguistic competency. You go to measurement and evaluation. Okay, when all is said and done, what's there? And how can you document not only the processes, but the outcomes that are related to this. Enrollment satisfaction, navigator assist enrollment success rates, access to care measures, as people are now beginning to explore in some of the more progressive states and otherwise, they're beginning to say, well, you know, there's all this that's going into these programs, these marketplaces with the navigator assist outreach successful in many ways. And what some people are saying is, well, wait a minute, is there some, not only some way to use these other groups, but is it incumbent on us to consider how these lessons learned can extend to what is really, in essence, the essential linchpin, and that is access to care, access to quality care. So it's not just to say, well, we're done, and that's it, if we get the enrollment targets met. Enrollment, retention churning by race, ethnicity, and language measures. As I mentioned, this is a high priority. A number of enrollees, these are the percents we're going to be looking for as we try to seek out the fields and the sources of those fields measures. A percent educated versus the percent enrolled. Very keen interest on the advisory group's agenda. Percent enrollees needing translation services and those who receive them. Two different questions, a percent enrolled speakers of other languages who receive materials, average number of enrollees per in-person assister, proportion of first-year enrollees, et cetera, et cetera. And then finally, bring up this access to care issue because it is not a small issue or a side issue. Now there is keen interest in looking at this extension. Certainly we're seeing it in California. Connecticut has keen interest in this too. And I would suggest that as you are considering the roles of your marketplaces, that access to care should not be divorced from the marketplace activities. Here we're looking at network adequacy. Are adequate numbers and types of providers, including safety net providers, available to successfully care for newly insured individuals? In some ways, community health centers provide a natural link to this enrollment and access issue that is so important. So if you can somehow take advantage of what they're doing and measure, okay, we've enrolled some individuals, but what about their access to care? Are they running into long wait times? Are they able to get specialty care? These are all questions that should not be seen separate apart from the marketplace. So potential value, as I close here, potential value, accountability, metrics and objective quantifiers to measure process and progress for advancing health equity in the marketplace. We've seen this. This is a major issue in California, I can tell you, and it should be a major issue across the country because this is where the success of the Affordable Care Act in large part lies. If you can achieve some measure of real progress in achieving equity in the Affordable Care Act's marketplace, whether it's a marketplace that's created by the state or whether it's a marketplace that is federally administered, that will be a sign of at least forward movement, positive thrust and emphasis and success within these marketplaces. So I stress to you the importance of looking at the measurement of that as well as the importance of elevating the importance of priority of equity as a priority. Comparative reference point, opportunity to compare process and progress for advancing health equity across marketplaces, which is where we're going, lessons and models, sharing the lessons learned as we'll be doing documentation in that sense, and then elevating health equity as a means for assuring health. Health equity is central to the marketplace. So it raises just the fact that you're doing it almost has a halo effect. So with that, I will stop and thank you for your time.